Life science reading for Wednesday, April 29th. Page 456 of your textbook, Infectious Disease. Before the 20th century, surgery was a very risky business. Even if people lived through an operation, they were not out of danger. After the operation, many patients' wounds became infected, and the patients often died. No one knew what caused these infections. In the 1860s, a British surgeon named Joseph Lister hypothesized that microorganisms caused the infections. To protect his patients, Lister used carbolic acid, a chemical that kills microorganisms. Before performing an operation, Lister washed his hands and surgical instruments with carbolic acid. After the surgery, he covered the patient's wounds with bandages dipped in carbolic acid. Lister's results were dramatic. Before he used his new method, about 45% of his surgical patients died from infection. With Lister's new techniques, only 15% died. Next section, disease and pathogens. Many illnesses, such as strep throat and food poisoning, are caused by organisms that are too small to see without microscopes. Until Lister's time, most people believed that things like evil spirits and swamp air made people sick. Viruses and microorganisms, such as bacteria that cause disease, are called pathogens. Diseases caused by pathogens are infectious. An infectious disease is a disease that can pass from one organism to another. When you have an infectious disease, pathogens have gotten inside your body. Pathogens make you sick by damaging individual cells. For example, when you have an ear infection, pathogens have damaged cells in your ear. Since pathogens come from outside your body, they act as external stimuli. Your body may respond by producing the symptoms of disease, such as an earache. Each infectious disease is caused by a specific pathogen. The four major groups of human pathogens are bacteria, viruses, fungi, and protists. Strep throat is caused by a bacterium, a unicellular organism. Colds and flu are caused by viruses, non-living things that can reproduce only inside living cells. Athlete's foot is an infectious disease caused by a fungus. Malaria is an example of a tropical disease caused by a protist. Lister's work with pathogens was influenced by Louis Pasteur, a French scientist. In the 1860s, Pasteur showed that microorganisms cause certain diseases. In addition, Pasteur showed that killing the microorganisms could prevent the spread of those diseases. Pasteur's work led to pasteurization, a heating process that is widely used today to kill microorganisms in food products such as milk. Next section, how diseases are spread. Pathogens are something like ants at a picnic. They aren't trying to harm you. However, just like the ants, pathogens need food. They also need a place to live and reproduce. Unfortunately, your body may be just the right place for a pathogen to meet those needs. You can become infected by a pathogen in one of several ways. Some sources of pathogens include another person, a contaminated object, an animal bite, and the environment. Next section, person-to-person transfer. Many pathogens are transferred from one person to another person. Pathogens also often pass from one person to another through direct physical contact, such as kissing, hugging, and shaking hands. For example, if you kiss someone who has a cold sore viruses can then get into your body. Diseases are also spread through indirect contact with an infected person. For example, if a person with pneumonia sneezes, pneumonia pathogens shoot into the air. Pathogens from a sneeze can travel most of the way across a small room. Other people may catch pneumonia if they inhale these pathogens. Colds, flu, and tuberculosis can be spread through coughing and sneezing. Next section, contaminated objects. Some pathogens can survive for a time outside a person's body. Water and food can become contaminated. If people then eat the food or drink the water, they may become sick. Some pathogens that cause severe diarrhea are spread through contaminated food and water. People can also pick up pathogens by using objects such as towels or silverware that have been handled by an infected person. Colds and flu can be spread in this way. Tetanus bacteria can enter the body if a person steps on a contaminated nail. Next section, animal bites. If an animal is infected with certain pathogens and then bites a person, it can pass the pathogens to the person. People can get rabies, a serious disease that affects the nervous system, from the bite of an infected animal, such as a dog or a raccoon. Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever are both spread by tick bites. The protist that causes malaria is transferred by the bites of mosquitoes that live in tropical regions. Next section, pathogens from the environment. Some pathogens occur naturally in the environment. The bacterium that causes tetanus lives in soil or water. The bacterium that causes botulism, an especially severe form of food poisoning, also lives in soil. Botulism bacteria can produce a powerful toxin or poison in foods that have been improperly canned. This is the end of today's reading.